First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that has come in our sanctuary to worship God today. I'd like to welcome those over the radio and the internet that are listening also. We're going to have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we're going to hear a great message from Pastor here in a few moments. And we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that we're going to hear from God's Word today. And if you're a visitor, I'd like for you to please fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from one of our ushers in the back, and when the offering plate is passed, you can put in your information along with your check of $10,000. I have a very expensive week coming up, but anyway, just kidding there. But we just thank you so much for coming and worshiping with us today. And Pastor would like to give you a call and thank you for coming, and possibly and you can invite him out for some coffee and cake. Who knows, you know, but we just thank you so much for coming. You can also find an outline of today's sermon in your church bulletin if you would like to follow along with our message today. Also, the scripture of the month is also found in your bulletin in John chapter 18, verse 37, our scripture says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. And that's where we come today, to hear the truth of the Lord, his voice. And now we want to let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano. Victor is out today, so okay, we're going to have songs as soon as I can find number 37. If you'll all please turn in your hymns to 37, and we'll be singing the first and last verse, please. Singing. Let us continue in page 377 in the hymnal, page 377, and we'll be singing the first and last verse, please. once again for that wonderful singing, praising the Lord with your beautiful voices. And our last hymn is going to be number 265, 265. And if you'll please stand for the last song.
Thank you very much, everybody. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, thanking you, Lord, for the work that you do in our lives and in our hearts to draw us unto yourself, that we would learn to listen to your voice and to obey your commands and your calling. We pray, Father, for your Spirit to be upon us and to strengthen us. As David in the Psalms writes, he says, "The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down." Father, we pray for you to do a mighty work and open up our eyes and open up our hearts and our minds to the greatness of your presence and of your calling, that no matter what we are enduring in our lives at this time, that you would comfort us by your loving arms and by your comforting spirit to encourage us to rest upon you and to receive strength. And Father, we pray for your redeeming and transforming power to be upon all who call upon your name, to draw them unto your word, that there would be a hungering and a thirsting for the Word of God and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'd encourage hearts and minds to minister to others as you minister to each of us, that the neighbors and those that are around us would come to know you by the love that is flowing through us, that people would know the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of what we say, but because of our love for them. And Father, I pray for your comforting spirit and your healing touch upon those who are afflicted with the infirmities of this world, for Chris Floyd, who is feeling sick, and for Bob Jones, though he has cracked ribs, he's traveling throughout New Orleans and going up to Kansas and over to Florida. Lord, I pray for your preservation and your protection upon him. We pray for Jim Floyd, Chris Floyd's brother with cancer throughout his body, that you would open up his eyes to the truth of the gospel and the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ. We pray for Jen's father, Robert, suffering as well from cancer, for you to strengthen his body and encourage his heart in you. We pray for our own dear Jerry Kamilar, who's been recovering from hip surgery. She's on her second surgery, looking forward to a knee surgery. Lord, we pray for your touch and for your comfort. We pray for Jorge Peretti as he's recovering from a broken hip, and Lord, we pray that you would strengthen his body and his heart and his joy in you and the love that comes from you into the hearts and the minds of others. And we pray for those who are expecting, for our friend Esther Pelias expecting a baby girl in July, that you would bless that family to grow, raise that child in the love and the admonition and the fear of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for wisdom and guidance and direction for our future facilities as we desire to build here, and that we would see the door that you will open, and that we would see the way that you want us to go. Father, we pray for your missionaries that are throughout the world, and we pray for those that that you have used us to send out. And so we pray for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, for Eusebio Merexa Perez also serving in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Informed Choices assisting women in Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, encouraging and strengthening missionaries to prepare themselves to go out into the missions field and to reach others for you. Father, we pray for the offering that we're about to receive to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of God, and that you, Lord, would bless those who help and assist us in this endeavor, whether they are here in the sanctuary, whether they are listeners over KKMC radio, or over the internet or over the radio. Bless them with your provision and your guidance, and that you, Lord, would use us in a mighty way for your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Great is the Lord.
we blessed? Thank you, choir, for that wonderful, wonderful singing. Like in the movies, it's a hard act to follow, but we're going to do our best. Only God can do better, and that's what we're going to hear in just a few moments from God's Word, and Pastor's going to be bringing it to us. Again, I want to thank each of you for coming, for worshiping the Lord with us today. And we're going to be studying in God's Word today in the book of John. If you'll turn in your Bibles now to the book of John, chapter 10, verses 24 through 30. That's John chapter 10, verses 24 through 30. And if you will please stand for the reading of God's Word. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." May we pray, bow for the word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come into your throne room by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that if there be one today that doesn't know you after hearing the scriptures that we just read, Lord, they know that they can be saved when they put their trust in you. And Lord, I'm speaking to that individual that could be hearing over the radio or the internet or in our sanctuary that needs to be saved, Lord. Now may the Holy Spirit that you left here on this earth convict those that need to be convicted, Lord. May your Spirit fall fresh upon everyone that is in the sanctuary and those who are listening over the internet and the radio, Lord. Lord, I pray that you might be with our pastor as he brings the word, Lord. Give him wisdom. Father, we have come hungry for your word. And Lord, we know that every one of us had trials and tribulations in our life. And we know that you are the only one that can satisfy all the things that are going on in our life. And that's why we come to you humbly before your throne of grace and mercy. You ask us to seek and to knock, and you will find. And Lord, we find today that what we hear from your word, Lord, may be pleasing to us, Lord. And may when we leave this place, Lord, knowing that we know you better, Lord, and may we continue into the ministry that you have given each one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray and thank you. Amen.